From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Reaction intensifies against North Korea's purported nuclear test. South Korea says it will resume loudspeaker propaganda broadcast into North Korea Friday in response to Pyongyang's nuclear test earlier this week. The action by Seoul comes as U.S. President Barack Obama pledges to work with leaders of South Korea and Japan in presenting a united response to North Korea's testing of what it calls a hydrogen bomb. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe addressed lawmakers Thursday on North Korea. Abe said this morning, I held a phone conference with President Obama. We agreed that the provocative act by North Korea was unacceptable, and through a measure by the United Nations Security Council, the two nations will lead the international community. And I was able to again check the U.S. commitment. It will use various means to protect Japan. The U.S. has dispatched planes from its base in Okinawa to gather intelligence about North Korea's claim of testing a hydrogen bomb. The U.S. and other world powers have voiced skepticism about Pyongyang's claim. Demonstrators turned out in Seoul Thursday carrying signs denouncing North Korea and burning a likeness of its leader Kim Jong-un in effigy. Less than a week ago, Kim reached out to South Korea seeking high-level peace talks this year, but his latest action may have eroded any belief in that happening if he was ever trusted by Seoul at all. Major financial markets in Europe fell sharply early Thursday after China again suspended stock trading because of a massive sell-off in that country. This is VOA News. A United States military spokesman says U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren also told reporters Wednesday the terror group has lost sizable amounts of territory in Iraq and Syria. But he says IS is still putting up resistance in one city.
In Ramadi, counter-terror service forces continue clearing eastward into the core of the inner city. They've encountered enemy contact consisting of IEDs, machine gun fire, RPGs, and sniper fire. Coalition airstrikes continue to enable their advance.
Warren said Iraqi forces clearing Ramadi discovered civilians who were killed execution style and others who had been used as human shields by IS. A powerful El Niño-influenced storm has hit the coast of California, dumping much-needed rain on a state stricken with severe drought. Much of the state's coastline saw heavy winds and rain late Wednesday, toppling trees, causing car crashes, and flooding streets and streams. No serious property damage or injuries were reported, but forecasters expect another round of storms to hit later Thursday. The rains were a relief to the state, which is experiencing an historic drought. But Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti warned Wednesday the rainfall is not enough. Just 3 weeks after opening in theaters, Star Wars: The Force Awakens has become the top-grossing film of all time in North America, according to the Walt Disney Company. The Force Awakens on Wednesday soared past the previous domestic box office record of $760.5 million set by 2009's Avatar, according to a statement by the company. The Force Awakens, which has grossed $1.56 billion globally, still trails Avatar, Titanic, and Jurassic World in worldwide revenues, but it could overtake those movies following its opening Saturday in China. The Force Awakens, an intergalactic story of good versus evil, is the seventh installment in the epic science fiction franchise created by George Lucas in 1977. Word in that Iran has banned all products from Saudi Arabia after Riyadh cut ties with Tehran in a mounting diplomatic crisis there. The government in Tehran said in a statement that a ban on Iranians traveling to the Saudi holy city of Mecca for the Umrah pilgrimage was also in place until further notice. Read more at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.